when you work with teams that work in silos. Personally, I think that's when businesses have difficulties and are struggling to drive the business forward.
It's the E-commerce Master Plan podcast, here to help you solve your marketing problems and grow your e-commerce business. Cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and advice from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello and welcome. It's great to have you here. Thank you for hitting that play button and choosing to listen to one of our inspiring guests. In this episode, we're chatting to a digital marketing growth expert who has an amazing pedigree working for fashion brands here in the UK, especially in the luxury sector. She's going to be sharing her structure, I suppose, for creating growth in a brand. We're talking about everything from your team makeup through to the types of traffic you're trying to drive, how you analyze it, how you listen to the customer. We'll be touching on influencers, loyalty, UGC. So much coming up in this episode. I was so pleased to get Natalia on the show, and it's brilliant to have her here. Before we meet our guest, though, just want to tell you about a podcast I've been enjoying recently. It's called Upflip. Do you want a peek behind the curtain to see how profitable businesses start, grow and run? Then you should listen to the Upflip podcast, a show that uncovers how great businesses are built and how others can replicate that success. Each episode features a real-world business owner or expert who shares their story, strategies and advice. Listen to the Upflip podcast today to learn actionable insights to start or grow your business. Okay, more of exactly that coming up now with our guest. Please do make sure you listen right to the end of the episode so you don't miss out on my guest top tips, which are brilliant, amazing Netflix recommendation coming up, and my own take on this episode. If your tech stack is becoming a bottleneck to growth, it's time to replatform, and you should check out Shopline. Shopline is the modern commerce platform that's disrupting Europe as one of Asia's leading e-commerce platforms. Whether your bottleneck is setting up more sales channels like social commerce or expanding to new markets globally, Shopline takes care of everything from store setups, checkouts and payments to logistics and more. With single-click migration and out-of-the-box tools, they're there to help. The best part about it? You don't need to pay until your site is live. Here in the UK, they power brands like In The Style and Everything £5, whilst in Asia, they're the platform of choice for huge brands like Lego and Muji. If you want to scale, it's time to book your free trial or have a chat with one of the Shopline team. Find out what Shopline could do for you via ecmp.info/Shopline. That's ecmp.info/Shopline. What lies at the heart of your profitability? Making the right decisions about your inventory. Genie is here to help you start making better inventory decisions fast with smart reports that anyone can understand, so you avoid the pain of stockouts, overstocks, and dead stock. Genie offers fast-growing Shopify brands intuitive inventory management that doesn't break the bank and which you can get set up in minutes rather than weeks. Intuitively track, analyze, plan, and order inventory with one platform. Join brands like OneWith, JustWares, and TentSweat by taking advantage of this special deal for e-commerce master plan listeners. Get 30% off for the first 2 months by going to ecmp.info/genie. That's ecmp for e-commerce master plan .info/genie, G-E-N-I-E. So ecmp.info/genie to get your inventory in order. And now to introduce our special guest. Natalia Chappell is a digital marketing consultant focused on scaling up e-commerce businesses. She's recently finished a role as head of e-commerce at THG. That's the Hut Group, home of multiple e-commerce brands across beauty, luxury and nutrition, including Cult Beauty, Look Fantastic and Coggles, the luxury fashion brand that Natalia has most recently been focused on growing. Hello, Natalia.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Brilliant to have you here. Awesome to have you on the show. How did you get into the world of e-commerce?
So I studied fashion marketing at uni, and to my parents' disappointment of wanting me to study law at Edinburgh University, I, being the stubborn person that I am, decided to go and do a fashion degree instead, which I absolutely loved. And when I then finished, I moved down to Manchester, where I found a grad job at N Brown. And from that, I learned huge amounts of digital marketing and how to grow your business. And when I felt like I was ready to move on, I joined THG, where I most recently left, and I was there for 6 years, learning a huge amount of digital and the importance of an e-com business and how you can scale up that. So a bit of a journey. I'm super passionate about fashion marketing, and really through being so into it myself, I took a really keen interest into it, and I was lucky enough to land my graduate job, which really helped me to understand how e-commerce works. And yeah, here I am.
And when you were doing the fashion degree, did you start it wanting to become a fashion designer, or did you start it wanting to be behind the scenes, I suppose, in fashion?
Very good question. Do you know, I kind of always look back to reminisce about what that was like. And whilst, of course, university for many people who have experienced it can just be all about going out and spending time with your friends, I actually spent quite a lot of time wanting to understand which part of it I wanted to do. And a lot of the courses in first year were about designing, so very hands-on, and also doing publications and working, you know, potentially for a magazine. So initially I thought that I may want to be working for a magazine. I was never quite, I suppose, creative enough to think that I could come up with some really cool designs. And actually, when I graduated, I really wanted to work on TV ads and sort of bringing a product to life through, at the time, quite a traditional media. So it wasn't until really I landed my graduate job that I recognized that I actually really loved looking at the data, because being able to look at that and help and analyze it would then mean that I was actually able to find the customer with the right product. So very much so in the background, really, rather than at the forefront of producing a product.
Got you. So N Brown got the job and away you go. So let's talk a little bit about Coggles, because I think most of us, me included, when we think of the Hut Group, think beauty products. We don't think clothing and fashion. So tell us a little bit about Coggles. What sort of products is it selling?
Coggles is a luxury boutique, and you are right, you know, with how quickly the business has grown in my 6 years that I was very privileged and lucky enough to be there. I have seen the growth that My Protein and Look Fantastic in the beauty space have taken on. And in luxury marketing, and being a boutique can be a little bit more challenging sometimes, just because we know the big players, being Net-a-Porter and Matches, can sort of take on. Of course, with the recent news with Matches as well, it shows that the landscape can be a little bit challenging at the moment. But really, Coggles is always being proud on bringing on brands that are up and coming, supporting businesses that are really wanting to have that platform to scale up. And so it's a both women's wear and men's wear, as well as homeware too. And it really very much prides itself on bringing on brands that we can then help to scale up. So Ghani, a brand that hopefully a lot of people will have heard about, as candy brand, had been stocked on Coggles for quite some time, and it's grown hugely, and it's been great to watch that success through a nice boutique retailer, which actually does have one physical store in Northwest as well.
Got you. And what did the team look like? You know, who were you working with on the Coggles team?
When I first started, there was quite a small team, and actually the marketing team was non-existent. And so I pride myself really on growing that team to be able to take everything in-house and accelerate the marketing to a place where we have a huge influencer program, and everything that I was able to sort of hand over when I have left. And it's amazing combination of the buyers, the merch team, moving on to the traders who are our sort of e-com gurus, and then finally marketing. So it's a bit of a, what I might say, as a food supply chain. You know, you have sort of the buyers bringing in the product into the business, the merch team making sure that it looks great on site, it's got the right pricing, it's got all the back-end stuff that may not be the sexiest things, but still needs to make e-com business grow. Then the e-com team makes sure that the actual traffic to site lands on the right page so a customer can purchase things without any friction. And finally, the marketing team, which was something that I was responsible for, was always making sure that we talked to the right customer at the right time and getting them to buy some lovely, gorgeous fashion pieces.
Brilliant. Well, we are going to move on and kind of tell me not talk about Coggles, because you're obviously restricted on what you can share about the Hut Group activity and what they're up to. And we don't want to get anyone in trouble by sharing anything we shouldn't. But the good thing is you're now freelance and you're helping other brands build growth. So I would love to chat about, Natalia, your recipe for growing a business, for growing a luxury business, for growing a fashion business, for growing an e-commerce business. I guess what's top of your list for building that recipe for growth in a store?
First and foremost, the most important thing is really understanding your customer and really defining who that customer is. We talk about the amount of things you can target, the overwhelming amount of channels you can talk to a customer, but until really you know who your customer is and finding that right balance between acquiring those customers and making sure that you're speaking to them at the right time about the product that they're looking for, whether that's a product or a service. And then actually, once you've got them in the business, how you retain them, it's extremely important to not take the foot off the gas and look at those just as importantly, because actually that's where you find the balance about growing your business and scaling it up, but also driving incremental revenue through your returning customers. And in theory, once you've got acquired that customer, you don't have to be spending a huge amount of money to retain them, as long as you give them great customer service. And anything additional, you know, we're so overwhelmed with the amount of brands, products, offering that there is out in the market, it can be really difficult to cut through the noise. So it's really important that you offer the loyalty and the piece there additionally that can help you continue to scale up. I definitely would say that your piece about making sure that you look at the data and understand, and you know, it doesn't have to be overly complicated, but really, where is the traffic coming from? How am I finding the customers? Is that the right channel to do it through? There obviously are an enormous amount of new things coming up, and staying on top of it is hugely important. And really, that is the key to recipe to continue to grow your business.
And Natalia, with the kind of the listening to the customers, to getting to grips with and understanding the customer, you mentioned some quantitative options there, you know, where's the traffic coming and that kind of side of things. Are you also a believer in the qualitative side? So customer panels, surveys, those kind of things too?
Absolutely. You know, without doubt, even just simple things about encouraging your customers to leave reviews, but also inviting those to give your view on a business is hugely important. You know, we will look at the product most days if that's your business and you're scaling it up and accelerating it every day. And sometimes you can become a bit nose blind to it. So it's hugely important that what you think your customer need is may end up being very different. And so reconnecting with your customers, talking to them, there's huge amounts of social listening tools that are out there that can help you also understand what the comments are. If your business is slightly bigger and you have a customer services team, even understanding what the queries are coming through can help to understand how you are able to make decisions to make your business better and more successful.
Any tips on taking all of that information and drilling it down to something usable? Because I feel like I talk an awful lot about understanding the customer, listening to the customer, but I can imagine it's kind of one of those things where a lot of people go, well, I looked at all the stats and I read all the reviews, but I'm not really sure what to do with it. So how do you go about filtering all that information to actually help you make those decisions?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. I mean, how many times have we looked at something and wish we never asked, because it just opens a can of worms on things that you're not quite sure whether you've got the time to fix. How I would tackle it is very much breaking it into projects and therefore understanding on what are the quickest wins. And say, if you are a retail business, what are the things that can be quick wins, but also looking at them in a bit of a formula of, will that make me the best efficiencies in the bottom line? And that could be a very quick fix of product is being returned and therefore the customer is frustrated about the refund taking too long. Is this something that we could be doing there? Because actually that will stop the bad reviews that are taking place and being left on Trustpilot and on social media. And very much so putting it into a couple of projects that you're able to then prioritize from high to low. There are always things that every business should be looking at improving, but if it's really not making a huge amount of change into the day-to-day and not taking a huge amount of friction, you've always got to remember that customer. And whether that's a lead on a B2B business or, you know, on a service and a product, you've got to remember that. What are the quick wins in projects that you could be prioritizing first before you then move on to the slightly more tricky projects that may take a little bit longer and may not actually have the same level of impact? I always like to prioritize, and I always think that at the end of the day, the numbers are what is there to make the decisions on how you tackle and prioritize those projects.
Now, Natalia, you are a digital marketer. But in the Coggles overview, you were saying about how it's so important for the team to work together. And some of those examples you've just given us there are very much cross arena, I suppose, cross area of the business. So is part of, you know, being set up for growth very much breaking down the silos between different parts of the team?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think it's really important to understand that anything that you are doing in a business should be complementary, not competing with each other. That's teams, that's channels when we look at it. If you don't look at things holistically, that is when sometimes you find that a business can stall and hit above a glass ceiling and you're not quite sure where you can take it next. And yes, we learn the quickest from the mistakes we make, because otherwise, if things are wonderful, we don't often take the time to really unpick the things that aren't working well because we're enjoying the good times. It's really important to understand that things need to be complementary to each other, and that your mix between your new returning customers, if you're a retail business, and your teams that are all needing to work together in tandem are hugely important to drive your business forward.
I had a feeling you would agree with me on that one, but I love how much detail you've just given us in the answer there.
I really wanted to justify myself then.
And well done. You mentioned a couple of times now the importance of both the new and the returning customer mix. It feels like in 2024 especially, there's a big shift going from growth at all costs to profitable growth, I suppose. And I feel like that's one of the reasons why people are ever more focused on retention at the moment. Is that something you've been seeing around the industry at the moment?
Absolutely. I honestly cannot stress this enough. I think, you know, there's so much talk about our attention span being shorter than a goldfish, which is wonderful, and that we are more likely and willing to share our toothbrush than we are to share a mobile or give somebody our device, which is just wild. I think that in the world of scaling up and seeing how many, I suppose, overnight successes there are, we know that's not true. And actually, as much as anybody can put money behind a strong marketing campaign, if you're not retaining your customers and you're not understanding that they are more important to continue to make a sustained growth, then actually that is when the challenges crop up. And in that, you know, looking at just simple metric as how can we get that customer to come back and spend with us, but also the amount of up-and-coming trends that there are with engaging with your customer to encourage them to leave a review by allowing them a couple of more points, which in then return they can turn to spend into a credit. You know, sometimes it may feel overwhelming with how many retailers are offering loyalty programs, but I think if it's done correctly, it can be a huge benefit to your bottom line and continue that incremental revenue growth, which you just simply can't get from your new customers.
You mentioned loyalty there, and I often think that loyalty kind of butts up against, in the same way that like PR and SEO overlap massively, loyalty and influencer overlaps a huge amount. So do you see your most loyal customers as being a bit like influencers? Do you see your influencers being a bit like on a loyalty program? How do you see those two different tactics working together?
Really good question, actually, and something that we often talk about quite a lot. And I think that in the influencer space, I always think that the growth through influencers, through finding somebody that you can resonate with, not only do they drive authentic and really organic, relatable content that drives that loyalty because it's being talked to a customer that you feel you can relate to, rather than seeing it, you know, polished on a big TV ad or anything like this. So they definitely go hand in hand. And I think there's a lot more to be said about the up and coming UGC arm to influencers. And that's when, you know, perhaps TikTok comes into place, because it's very different to Instagram, and how, again, that adapts to a very different way of driving loyalty through creating content on a user-generated ability, and how that it's a second arm to driving your loyalty through to your business and actually creating content that is really, really raw and authentic. So there is definitely those two prongs to it. And I absolutely agree that influencers really, really go hand in hand in that. And it's really important that once you get it right, it's a really, really great and successful way to drive your business forward.
That hand in hand piece, you mentioned earlier about how you have to get rid of the silos between different areas of the business, but it's also pretty increasingly clear, I suppose, to me and I suspect to you as well, that we have to kind of remove the fight from between our marketing channels. I was speaking to someone the other day who was saying they have challenges where, as an SEO team, they work and work and work to get links with newspapers, and the newspapers chuck in a load of affiliate links. And it's like, well, it's the right thing for the brand, but it changes where the sale gets allocated. Do you think we're moving towards a space where we have to take a more holistic approach rather than pitting one channel against another?
Absolutely. I mean, yes, it's really funny you say this, because honestly, that is something that we talk about so frequently. In fact, I actually just messaged somebody about this today, just to be aware that, you know, this proposal you've received, worth noting, whether it's an affiliate link or a clean link, because we know that they don't benefit SEO. This is for the affiliate link. Whilst there will always be cannibalization to some extent, because that is just what the digital marketing world is also all about, we've got to recognize that an SEO and a PPC strategy absolutely go hand in hand. And whilst people may have different views on this and can agree to disagree, sometimes I like to say that, in my opinion, if you are bidding on a brand as a retailer and you're showing up there, but also below there is your organic ranking because you've really worked hard on achieving that, great, because it means that you're taking up more space on the Google search. So actually, in my opinion, that's a win. Some people may argue that that means that you are spending more money, when actually you would be able to just get, in theory, that organic click through to site anyway. But actually, we know that's not always the case. And so whilst we're still trying to understand how a customer shops and how they aren't just coming to site and clicking and converting, because if that would be the case, life would be so much easier, it's really important that every single one of the channels will be able to drive the customer forward. And whether they may then receive an email because they've seen it on an influencer, that's at the top of their mind. And if they then land on site and happen to go off and get targeted by that paid social retargeting campaign, and eventually convert, then we've done our job. And so it absolutely is an educational piece. And when you work with teams that work in silos, personally, I think that's when businesses have difficulties and are struggling to drive the business forward.
Love that insight. Thank you, Natalia. Now, obviously, you are a huge mine of information in e-commerce growth and in luxury fashion, etc. So what else do the audience need to know from you before we move on to the top tips?
I would highly encourage every single business that is looking to scale up, starting up, or anything to really stay on top of trends, keep testing, learning. E-commerce is a hugely growing and ever-evolving platform, and it's really important to any business that you stay on top of those. And yes, to a lot of people, downloading TikTok and buying on it is the worst idea ever, but actually that's when you learn how to the trends there are and what things there are that a business like yours might need to tap into it. And it's amazing the amount of things that you may not know you may need or should try. So it really is important to test and learn, and I would highly encourage every single person to go away and do that.
E-commerce Master Plan is supported by some of the greatest companies in the e-commerce sector. Here's a reminder of who they are.
If your tech stack is becoming a bottleneck to growth, it's time to replatform, and you should check out Shopline. Shopline is the modern commerce platform that's disrupting Europe as one of Asia's leading e-commerce platforms. Whether your bottleneck is setting up more sales channels like social commerce or expanding to new markets globally, Shopline takes care of everything from store setups, checkouts and payments to logistics and more. With single-click migration and out-of-the-box tools, they're there to help. The best part about it? You don't need to pay until your site is live. Here in the UK, they power brands like In The Style and Everything £5, whilst in Asia, they're the platform of choice for huge brands like Lego and Muji. If you want to scale, it's time to book your free trial or have a chat with one of the Shopline team. Find out what Shopline could do for you via ecmp.info/Shopline. That's ecmp.info/Shopline. What lies at the heart of your profitability? Making the right decisions about your inventory. Genie is here to help you start making better inventory decisions fast with smart reports that anyone can understand, so you avoid the pain of stockouts, overstocks, and dead stock. Genie offers fast-growing Shopify brands intuitive inventory management that doesn't break the bank and which you can get set up in minutes rather than weeks. Intuitively track, analyze, plan, and order inventory with one platform. Join brands like OneWith, JustWares, and TentSweat by taking advantage of this special deal for e-commerce master plan listeners. Get 30% off for the first 2 months by going to ecmp.info/genie. That's ecmp for e-commerce master plan .info/genie, G-E-N-I-E. So ecmp.info/genie to get your inventory in order.
It's time for the top tips round.
Okay, I love this section because it gives me and our listeners some really quick ideas for taking our businesses to the next level. Not that you haven't given us a ton of that already, but Natalia, are you ready for the top tips?
Yes.
Okay, the book top tip. If everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off and read a book to make their business better, which book would you recommend?
Going to do a slightly different spin on this, and apologies if that's not the right approach, but I actually don't read that many books anymore. I find podcasts like yours extremely useful because you're able to do them on the go, and I know audiobooks are huge. But what I would love to recommend is the Breakpoint series on Netflix. And the reason why I think that is really, really important, and whilst you may think, how is tennis at all relevant to me recommending something that an e-commerce business can take on? Whilst a huge tennis fan, I actually loved watching it because you know, you look at any sport, and often we talk about football too, and how you can bring that into an e-commerce business. And what I find with tennis and listening to all the different people doing interviews is so important how, whilst it may be a team player, you're actually on your own when you get down onto the tennis court, and how to deal with pressure, adjust, really keep going and showing up. You know, if you lose a match, you still have to show up and kind of crack on and do it. And I think, again, to something I mentioned before, we learn the best and the quickest from our mistakes, not when we're at our prime. And that is something we can really, really apply to an e-com business. And I feel like if you did have a Friday off, putting Breakpoint on Netflix and getting to learn how those players are dealing with it when they are having a bad match and having to give themselves a pep talk because they're on their own is hugely important to take into a business.
I love that recommendation. Always happy for guests to do something a bit random in the book top tip. And that is not random. That is absolutely spot on. Thanks for that, Natalia. I will be tuning into that one myself because I haven't heard of that one. Okay, traffic top tip. Which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
So I could say influencers, huge topic and already something we've spoken about, but actually instead just thinking of it as a two-prongs approach and that free-to-pay channel mix, I think it's hugely important to continue to scale up your business and keep momentum. And by that, I mean making sure that, you know, your marketing channel isn't just about spending loads of money on your campaigns and driving traffic through that way. Important to make sure that your brand awareness is continuing to grow so that users are finding you organically and something that you're not having to spend loads of money on. And again, something already touched on, staying ahead of trends and testing and learning new things. There's always a new platform or a channel that's coming up and it's only around the corner. So really, that is the key to a traffic top tip, in my opinion.
Brilliant advice. Awesome. Thank you. The tool top tip, maybe a collaboration tool, a social media plugin, a phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool you use that makes you and your team more efficient from day to day?
Canva. I am absolutely obsessed with it and I just want to make everything look really pretty. And I have done that when I've invited people and friends around for a dinner party and I just designed some quick menus and printed them off, used those for a hen do that I'm currently planning. But within a business, actually making everything really cohesive, invoicing, presentations, reporting, absolutely obsessed. And I can't recommend it enough.
Brilliant. Yeah, love Canva. So much opportunity just sorting out those graphics. Finally, it's the carbon top tip. What's your favourite way to reduce the carbon footprint of an e-commerce store?
Switching to paper packaging, for sure. It's simple, it's cost effective, and I don't think enough businesses are tapping into it. I don't know whether looking at it with a new customer approach where you are a luxury business, you want to make sure that the first experience is really, really strong. But let's be honest, for returning customers, there's only so many of those pretty boxes that you can stack up. And they are really costly to the business because they cost a lot, they weigh a lot. And it then means that when you're sending it out, you're having to spend more money to ship that parcel out. So paper packaging, 100% the way to go.
I love that. Wow them with the first delivery and then go carbon reduction with the second one. So long as the goods get there in one piece and in a good condition, who cares?
Yeah.
Natalia, thank you. That was brilliant. Before we say goodbye, I know you're currently open for business. So could you please let the listeners know where they could find you and your business on the web and social, please?
Of course. My website is Natalia Chapel, Chapel spelled PPL.co.uk. And my Instagram is Natalia Chapel Co. A bit of a tongue twister and I always have to spell my last name. But these are the two platforms that you'll be able to find me and then get in touch and hopefully discuss some opportunities.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Natalia. It's been wonderful chatting with you and finding out all about your recipe for growth. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really loved chatting to you.
So how cool is it to hear from someone who is so focused on helping businesses grow and who has such cool experience with some of those big fashion houses from the north of England, that Manchester powerhouse that is the Anne Brown Group and the THG Group, and that experience at luxury brand Coggles most recently as well. I thought it's fascinating how she was taking that full stack, full business approach to marketing. It's not just about running the ads and sending the emails. It's far more integrated with the whole customer experience. Particularly love that thing of let's spend the money on the first parcel and then after that we'll go more eco. I thought that was such a clever, not heard of, I don't think anyone else ever said on the podcast or to me off the podcast about doing something different for the first and second orders when it comes to the packaging. Such a clearly a customer experience based perspective there. Also that mix of free and paid, understanding the overlaps between your channels or allowing the overlaps between your channels. Lots, I think, for us all to be picking out there. I found Natalia quite fascinating to chat to. So I suspect she may be appearing on other content we put together at some point in the near future. But that's my work off podcast. For you guys, to get your hands on the notes from this episode, including the top tips and links to what we mentioned, then head over to ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast, or you can use our direct episode short links. Just put ecmp.info/the number of the episode into the URL bar and you'll be redirected straight to the correct page. When you get to the website, do make sure you add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things I share to help you improve your business, like our e-commerce explored webinar series. Now, if you like this episode, then make sure you check out all our fashion episodes at ecmp.info/fashion. There you'll find a page that lists all the episodes we've ever done with fashion retailers. Loads of fascinating inspiration for you there. Thank you so much for tuning into this and every episode of the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. I bring you a new interview every week because I want to inspire and help e-commerce business owners to succeed and thrive with your businesses, including progressing along that path to net zero. So if you know someone this show can help, please tell them to listen to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. I hope you have a great week and don't forget to keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast.
If your tech stack is becoming a bottleneck to growth, it's time to replatform, and you should check out Shopline. Shopline is the modern commerce platform that's disrupting Europe as one of Asia's leading e-commerce platforms. Whether your bottleneck is setting up more sales channels like social commerce or expanding to new markets globally, Shopline takes care of everything from store setups, checkouts and payments to logistics and more. With single-click migration and out-of-the-box tools, they're there to help. The best part about it? You don't need to pay until your site is live. Here in the UK, they power brands like In The Style and Everything £5, whilst in Asia, they're the platform of choice for huge brands like Lego and Muji. If you want to scale, it's time to book your free trial or have a chat with one of the Shopline team. Find out what Shopline could do for you via ecmp.info/Shopline. That's ecmp.info/Shopline.